The Leader in Me. How schools and parents around the world are inspiring greatness one child at a time. Author, Stephen R. Covey. Our children are leaders. Today's young people, our children, belong to the most promising generation in the history of the world. They stand at the summit of the ages. They also stand at the crossroads of two great paths. One is the broader path that leads to mediocrity of the mind and character and to social decline. The other is a narrow path leading to limitless human possibilities and the hope of the world. Every child can walk this latter path if shown the way. But who will show them the way? Where will they learn how, if not in their home or at their schools? When will it happen, if not now? Unfolding story of great hope. A family has once moved to Raleigh, North Carolina, where they were, like most parents, interested in locating a good school. Place where their children could learn in a wholesome, safe, and mind-stimulating environment. As they sought the advice of colleagues, a name one school kept popping up, A.B. Crumbs Elementary. On paper, this school was quite ordinary, but the stories heard about it had exceeded all expectations. Parents may wonder what these schools and great educators are doing. In short, they are teaching basic leadership principles to young students. They are teaching often neglected skills for making good choices, for getting along well with others, and for managing time wisely. An ubiquitous strategy. The approach that A.B. Coombs has undertaken is an ubiquitous approach. It means that this is built into everything the school does. It's an absolutely integral to the school's strategic blueprint for teaching leadership. Perhaps the best way to describe the ambiguous approach is to contrast it with a more traditional one. For example, most schools approach character education as separate topics. They might emphasize one character trait per month, such as responsibility. Leadership, both character and competence, is not taught that way at A.B. Coombs. Leadership is taught every day, though it often happens quite subtly and unexpectedly. Aligning for success. In the world of education, there is no lack of creativity, passion, caring, or research as to how to create a great school and a great student. There was some preparatory work left to do before A.B. Coombs could get fully underway. Bringing people on board. The most important and often difficult form of alignment involves getting the right people on board. The great challenge was the teachers who rejected change. Not for philosophical differences, but because they were simply not willing to exert the effort. It was important to move it cautiously by determining that they would not initiate it as pilot with one another teacher, per grade level implementing the new leadership theme for the year. Fortunately, as the first year progressed and as the teachers witnessed the increase in pilot students' self-confidence, the decrease in discipline issues and the increase in academic scores, one by one came on board. Aligning who will do what. It was important to align organisational structure to match the new leadership theme. This involved a change in philosophy and leadership style, more than it involved a change in the organisational chart. The major difference is that everyone on the A.B. Coombs chart has the world leader attached to his title and his accountability to go with it. There is the leader of student counselling, the leader of media, the leader of cleaning, the leader of nutrition. At the teacher level, all teachers are leaders of their classrooms. Students are leaders of public speaking, leaders of science, leaders of music, and leaders of fitness. These leaders are students who excel in their particular area or who want to expand their talents. Celebrating successes. One of the most complex systems for any organisation to align the reward system. Yet, A.B. Coombs knew it needed to align its reward system with a new leadership theme if it wanted to reinforce and sustain the new theme. Unleashing a culture of leadership. A school's culture results from the combined behaviours of the people involved in that school. It is sometimes referred to as the way we do things around here. There are a number of factors that reflect the culture of a society, including 1. Behaviours. During the first week at A.B. Coombs, they don't teach core subjects. Instead, they talk about accountability, write a class mission statement, and they have students create, apply for, and interview for class and school leadership roles. 2. Language. Language spoken in hallways says volumes about the culture of the A.B. Coombs. You will hear phrases such as, "We tell them that we love them every day. We focus on the positive. Every child is important," and so on. 3. Traditions. Over the years, the school has developed a series of traditions that are intentionally designed to fulfill 5 purposes. To give students the opportunity to be leaders, to build relationships between students, to reinforce school values such as service and community, and to create lasting memories for students, making it happen. Anyone interested in implementing the leadership theme must now be wondering, where do I begin? Change is difficult even when one person is involved. So how challenging must it be for an entire school? It will happen when people are willing to put forth the necessary commitment, creativity, and coordination. There are four sequential steps that can help guide such effort, which are called the four imperatives of leadership. Step 1. Inspire trust. Trust must be present for desirable change to happen in a school. If a school's culture is filled with internal backbiting, a staff of scarcity mentalities, or weak competence, change for the good will be slow, if it happens at all. Step 2. Clarify purpose. Anytime the winds change arise, doubt and courage collide. For courage to win out, there has to be some compelling reason to lift off. Nothing works better to make things happen than having meaningful purpose. Step 3. Align systems. This is a step where so many change efforts fail, because it's ignored entirely. Too many leaders think they can skip the alignment step and go straight to implementation. There are four key systems that are most crucial to use to success in the leadership theme. 1. Attracting. Involves attracting teachers, stakeholders and parents' contributions to enhance the outcomes of the success of the process. 2. Positioning. Involves assembling the team of decision makers and mentors and designing a structure that ensures collaboration. 3. Developing. Involves making plans for training and teaching students the quality tools. 4. Rewarding. Involves rewarding each child for a meaningful purpose. Step 4. Unleash talent. This is the step where the actual launch takes place. It's where the leap of faith occurs and the culture comes to life. What a wise principal will hope for in an implementating of the leadership theme is to become a leader of leaders, not a leader of followers. The leader in your child. Not all parents want their children to grow up to be president, but there is no parent who does not want his child to be able to lead his or her own life, to be a strong example for others, to live by principles and be an influential for good. Every child has that kind of leadership within, self-leadership. Challenge is how to nurture it. Never underestimate the power of a sincere, positive affirmation of a person's worth, potential and gifts, particularly in the life of a child. Empowering your children with principles will empower you. Inspire a child to discover in himself the leader in me, and you change the child and ultimately the world forever.